Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful and hot Friday in Oklahoma. It's about, 88, 89 degrees outside, just a hot day. It's going to be hotter this weekend. It's going to be 93 on Saturday, but it's that time of year. I love it. At least I can wear my short pants. But like I said, I'm ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Don't forget, the show is also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But like I said earlier, we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk a lot about the NBA playoffs to get you ready for the NBA Finals. We can finally talk about the NBA Finals. We'll do that coming up in a couple of minutes. Also, before we do that, about 10 or 12 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs, get his thoughts on the San Antonio Spurs and Warriors series, also the series that took place in your conference, and we'll get his thoughts on the NBA Finals as well. But before we do that, we can talk some other sports. We can talk about the hockey playoffs going on. Nashville advances to their first ever Stanley Cup Finals as an 8 seed, and that's pretty crazy. If you had told me the Nashville Predators would make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, I would have said you're crazy, you're nuts, and they are in the Stanley Cup Finals. That is amazing for Nashville, so it'll be interesting to see how they do. Pittsburgh, they advanced last night, beating Ottawa in Game 7, exciting Game 7, 3-2 in double overtime. As Pittsburgh advances, going back to another Stanley Cup Finals, trying to go back-to-back. You know, they won last year. They're trying to go back-to-back. You would think Pittsburgh has this stink advantage against Nashville, but maybe Nashville is one of those teams of destiny. I mean, because they're playing some great hockey right now, but I would give a slight lean towards Pittsburgh. They have the experience of doing it last year. I know they're dealing with some injuries, but I will still give a slight lean towards Pittsburgh, but you never know. Maybe Nashville is a team of destiny, but I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Don't forget the Stanley Cup Finals start on Monday at 7 o'clock Central Time, I believe, 8 o'clock for you guys living on the East Coast on NBC. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll definitely talk about that on a little more on Memorial Day, my next show on Memorial Day, Monday. Also, we can talk Major League Baseball. The Yankees this week took 2 out of 3 from Kansas City. Great starting pitching by the Yankees. I was really impressed, especially with Luis Severino. He pitched really well. Betances was lights out at the back end. But they only scored 8 runs in 3 games, so I still would like to see the Yankees bats come alive a little more than that, especially in Yankee Stadium. But you take 2 out of 3 from Kansas City. That's the goal of every series. You take 2 out of 3. Now, it was supposed to be a 4-game series, but the last game was postponed due to rain. That game is going to be made up on September 25th. So I give a shout-out to Mike, who hosts a show on Blog Talk Radio. He let me know that September 25th, that game we made up in Yankee Stadium. Up next for the Yankees, they take on Oakland this week. And Oakland's been playing some better baseball as of late, but it's Yankee Stadium. Hopefully, Yankees can get at least 2 out of 3. It'd be nice to sweep the Oakland A's, but hopefully hopefully they can get two out of three. And Masahiro Tanaka is going to pitch tonight, so hopefully he pitches really well because he's been struggling as of late. So hopefully he will pitch really well for the Yankees. So we shall wait and see because he's been struggling. The last two outings for Masahiro Tanaka have been really, really bad. Also, we can look at the American League Central, Minnesota. Who would have thought Minnesota would be leading the American League Central at this point in the season? They are 25-18, playing some outstanding baseball. Minnesota was pathetic last year, and they are playing some great baseball right now. Again, it's a marathon, not a sprint. We'll see if they can keep it up. But so far, so good for Minnesota. Also, we can talk about the NBA draft, which is June 22nd. Most of the players decided to stay in the draft. There was a couple that Diallo, the kid who played in high school, but never played at Kentucky. He enrolled early and practiced with Kentucky for a semester, but he is coming back to school, so Kentucky's going to be loaded next season. Also, Arizona's going to be loaded as well. But looking at Lonzo Ball in the draft, he's not going to work out for the Boston Celtics, which I think that's a little crazy to me. Like, they have the number one pick. Why wouldn't you want to play in Boston? They're in win-right-now mode. These other even the Lakers. I know he wants to go to the Lakers, and I think that's where he's going to end up at. But why wouldn't you want to play for Boston? I mean, if Boston wants you, I definitely want to play for Boston right now. I mean, look, I'm not going to say you're guaranteed to make the Eastern Conference Finals, but you're guaranteed to have to be in great position to make it to the Eastern Conference Final. I don't think they're beating Cleveland anytime soon. Maybe if they add a piece there or two, maybe they have a chance to beat Cleveland. We'll talk more about that, what took place in the Eastern Conference Final in a minute here. But if you're Lonzo Ball, why wouldn't you want to play for Boston? So he is going to work out for the 76ers. I think that's more of a threat for the Lakers. Say, hey, if you don't pick me at number two, I'll go to Philadelphia at number three. But it doesn't make any sense why you wouldn't want to play for Boston. I'm working out for all the top teams, at least the top four teams, in my opinion. Just in case you drop, I just don't understand why you wouldn't want to play for Boston. It makes no sense to me. I know Isaiah Thomas is there, but they could trade Isaiah Thomas. After a year, you learn under Isaiah Thomas. I guess he wants to be the man right away. But like I said, it's probably he's going to end up with the Lakers. There's no doubt about that in my mind at that number two pick. But we shall wait and see. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Right now, we're taking a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from Ariana Grande. Again, my prayers mentioned by the way go out to all those that were affected by the bombing in Manchester. Earlier this week, I'm sorry. So my prayers still go out to all those affected by that bombing, that terrorist attack in Manchester, England. So, but let's play some Ariana Grande. When we come back, we'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll also look ahead to the NBA Finals. We'll do all that next on Moe's Sports Talk.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Oh, you made me feel so lucky.
Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to talk to you. Don't forget, in about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs, and also we'll look ahead to the NBA Finals. On Monday night, Golden State, they slammed the Spurs. They swept them like I thought they would. 129-115. Steph Curry scored 36 points and had 6 assists. Kevin Durant scored 29. They're definitely living up to their – they're definitely the new dynamic duo. I mean, they're playing some great basketball right now. Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Draymond Green had 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists, doing a little bit of everything. Klay Thompson was a little better. He scored 16, but on 5 of 13 shooting, he had 6 rebounds. They're going to need more from Klay Thompson in the finals. I know he doesn't get a lot of shots. He doesn't get into rhythm as much as he used to before Kevin Durant, but he has to hit wide-open shots. I'm sorry. When they're wide open, he's getting wide-open looks. You're going to get wide open. When you're playing with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, you're going to get wide-open looks, and Klay Thompson has to knock those down in the finals. Looking ahead. But the Golden State Warriors shot 56% from the field. They hit 14 threes, great ball movement. They had 30 assists as a team. That's what they do. Also, the bad for the Warriors, and you want to nitpick a little bit. Maybe I'm being a little nitpicky here, but 17 turnovers, that's just too many. I think they averaged, 18 or 19 turnovers in the two games in San Antonio. Just think if they had cut those turnovers down to 9 or 10, they might have scored 140 points against that San Antonio Spurs defense. Even without Kawhi Leonard, is really, really impressive. So they need to cut down on their turnovers. And also, I think the defense can be better. I think they struggle a little bit defensively against the Spurs at times. I think they could be better defensively. They've been really good all season long defensively. They need to get back to that if they're going to win the NBA Finals. They were plus 12 on the glass. For the Spurs, Kyle Anderson scored 20. Manu Ginobili, in possibly his last game, he had 15 points and 7 assists. He got the start in that game, I believe. LaMarcus Aldridge, he only scored 8 points on 4 of 11 shooting. Again, I know LaMarcus Aldridge, he had a great game against Houston, closing Houston out, but man, he was not good. He was basically, he had his moments against the Golden State Warriors, but just not good enough. Not good enough, especially when Kawhi Leonard went down. They needed more from LaMarcus Aldridge. He just didn't give it to him. The Spurs shot just 42% from the field. They were 8 of 25 from threes. Give credit to the Warriors' defense there. But again, this series would have been more competitive. There's no doubt in my mind if Kawhi Leonard was 100% healthy, but he wasn't. So it was a Golden State rollover, and they sweep the Spurs, and they advance to the NBA Finals. No shock there. I know a lot of the so-called experts said, oh, it's not a done deal. They might not advance. They might not do well. You have to integrate Kevin Durant into the offense. You have to it'll take a while for them to click, and it took a little bit, but I knew this team was going to the NBA Finals. There was no doubt in my mind. They just have so much talent. And they're an unselfish team as well. They always make the extra pass, and they play solid defense. We'll talk more about the NBA Finals next. Now, let's turn our attention to the East. On Tuesday, the Cavaliers, they went up 3-1, beating Boston 112-99. Kyrie Irving scored 42 points. Man, what a big-time performance there by Kyrie Irving. Duke fam, by the way. But that was a big-time performance by him. He got to the basket. He knocked down threes. And that last basket he had, when he faked the pass and got the layup, that was impressive. LeBron James had 34 points and 6 assists. He looked a little bit out of it. He played really well in the fourth quarter, scoring 15 points. Don't listen to people that say that didn't mean anything. He played really well in the fourth quarter. He got into foul trouble. He had 4 fouls in the first half, which is not LeBron-like, so that was an issue. But he played really well in the fourth quarter, much better than in Game 3. Kevin Love, I thought he was the most consistent Cavalier in the Eastern Conference Final. He had 17 points and 17 rebounds. They shot 60% from the field. They shot 71% in the second half. I mean, that's just poor defense by Boston. I know Cavaliers have a lot of weapons, but still, that is just bad. Bad defense thereby the Boston Celtics. And they were up in this game by as many as 16 points. And when LeBron James went to the bench with about 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter, they should have extended their lead. They were up by 10, they should have extended that lead, and that did not happen. Give credit to Kyrie Irving and the Cavaliers for holding on and winning that game. For Boston, Jay Crowder, he had 18 points and 8 rebounds. Avery Bradley scored 19. Al Horford had 16 points and 7 rebounds, but they shot just 44% from the field. They were 10 of 31 from threes. Again, the second half defense, they just could not get a stop. And Cleveland's defense was much better in the second half because they struggled defensively in the first half. They were much better in the second half. And also, Cleveland did a better job of getting out in transition. That was a key there for the Cavaliers, getting out and scoring in transition as they took a 3-1 lead. So we went back to Boston in Game 5 last night. Cleveland, they destroyed Boston 135-102. And get this, Boston, not for 1 second did they have a lead on their home court. I think at one time it was tied at 3-3, but they never had a lead in any of the three games that were played in Boston. That is embarrassing. I'm sorry. I know Isaiah Thomas, he would have made a big difference in my opinion, but still, that's still embarrassing. LeBron James, that was a big-time performance by him. He had 35 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He passes Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring, playoff scoring leader. He passed him. And very impressive. Anytime you pass Michael Jordan anything, that is very, very impressive. There's no doubt about that. But all this, that he's better than Michael Jordan, let's stop that, okay? Look, I'm not one of these young cats. I saw Michael Jordan. I know how big-time Michael Jordan was. Don't forget, Michael Jordan played against tougher competition. Don't forget those Knicks teams, those Pacer teams led by Reggie Miller. And also he did a lot of, don't forget, the first round or the best of five series instead of best of seven series, which they are now. So that's a big difference as well. But like I said, and don't forget, Michael Jordan was 6-0 in his NBA Finals. In NBA Finals, he was 6-0, so you have to give him credit for that. LeBron James is 3-4. Now, maybe before it's all said and done, the Cavaliers win maybe another two or three championships. We'll see. But as of right now, please, let's stop with this argument about LeBron James, Michael Jordan being better than LeBron James. That's ridiculous. Also, Kyrie Irving, he had 24 points and 7 assists last night. Kevin Love had 15 points and 11 rebounds. Darren Williams, he had a flashback. He had 14 points off the bench. He was big time. The Cavaliers shot 57% from the field. They hit 19 threes and only 11 turnovers. Very efficient. They got anything and everything they wanted on offense. They scored 75 points in the first half, 43 of those coming in the first quarter. That was ridiculous defense by Boston. That's what they're known for. That's what with Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder, but they had no answers for the Cavaliers. Avery Bradley scored 23, but he didn't get much help. They shot just 43% from the field. They 18 turnovers and horrible defense for the Boston Celtics. They just lack of energy, lack of effort to start the game, which they needed. This is a closeout game. This is an elimination game. You come out with that kind of energy and effort, that is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. So they go home, and like I said, Isaiah Thomas would have made a difference. I still think, call me crazy, I think they would have forced a game 6 back in Cleveland. I think that would have been the only difference, but the Cavaliers' offense is hitting on all cylinders. So we're right where we thought we would be at, Cavaliers versus Warriors for the NBA Finals. No shock there. I'm not even going to give myself props for picking that at the beginning of the season because we all knew it. Barring injury, we knew who was going to be in the NBA Finals. I am going to give myself props. I am 13-1. Greg and I are 13-1 in our NBA playoff predictions. Listen to Mo Sports Talk and you'll learn. I'm just letting you know. Listen to Mo Sports Talk and you will learn. 13-1. That's big time. That is what we do on this show. That is what we do. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We might have a special guest. Hopefully we'll have our favorite say in the week chatting with Greg. If not, I will come back and we will continue to talk about the NBA Finals, Warriors and Cavs. We'll give you a little bit, a mini preview. We'll talk more about it on my next show on Monday. But hopefully we'll have our favorite say in the week chatting with Greg. I'm going to call Greg up and see where he's at. If not, we'll continue to talk sports with you. Let's play Greg's theme music, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more sports on Mo's Sports Talk. answer that one for Chris. You know what it is. It's Coach Mack Brown one more time. Oh, please let me answer that one for Chris. I know this is one of Greg's last segments. He only has another one left, but I thought I'd call him one more time. You know, I've been giving Greg a hard time, but I had to. I'm sorry I had to. These Oklahomans, I just can't stand these Okies. So please let me answer that one for Chris. I just have one thing to say. I'm sorry, Greg, about your Spurs getting swept. I knew it was going to happen. The Spurs got swept away. I just knew it. It wouldn't have mattered if Kawhi was there or not. It would have got swept anyway. I'm just letting you know. But I will give you props, Greg. You're a 13-1 in your NBA playoff predictions. You and Mo, it's about time you guys did something right. It's about time because you know you Okies. You never do anything right. And I'm going to tell you something else, Greg. You seen Athlon's, Greg? Texas is ranked number 13. How about them Longhorns, Greg? They're going to beat Oklahoma, and they're going to advance to the college football playoffs. Mark it down, Greg. But let me give it back to Mo. But, Greg, again, great job going 13-1. It's about time.
Well, thank you, Coach Mack Brown, stopping by one last time, because don't forget, folks, my last show will be June 12th, and Greg's last segment will be in 2 weeks from today. So we had to have Mack Brown stop by one last time. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
Yeah, well, you know, I had to hear Mack Brown, and I had to say, I just want to let Mack Brown know that's some bad news, but OU is picked to win the Big 12 again, so just to let you know about that.
And that, I was and that Texas would be was 13.
I think that would be OU's fourth in a row.
Yeah, that's
three
or
four in a row, I believe.
That's true.
I think it's three or four.
Mack Brown's still listening. Yeah, he's probably shaking his head right now. I don't think he's very happy about you saying that, but you're right. Yeah, he's going to come after you about the Spurs. It's only fair, so there you go on that.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty well, man. Yeah, they almost went past by me because, man, you know how the job goes and you're tired, but yeah, thanks for calling me at the last minute because if I didn't, I would have missed out.
Yeah, I was like, let me get Greg and see if he's on here, if he didn't forget or something. So, yeah, I'm glad we got you on here, Greg. Well, let's turn to the Western Conference Finals, Greg. The Spurs were swept by the Warriors. We both picked the Warriors to beat the Spurs. We didn't think it was going to be a sweep, though, obviously. What were your thoughts on that series? Was it just all about Kawhi Leonard being hurt? The series would have been more competitive if Kawhi Leonard had been healthy. What were your thoughts on the series?
Yeah, if Kawhi Leonard had played, it might have been four to two or something like that. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now,
but
that guy at work – oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, go. You gonna say something?
Okay, yeah, guy. Well, now, what would you say to people that a guy where he told me that even after Kawhi Leonard had played, they still would have got swept? What would you say to people like that?
Well, I guess then I can say then look what happened to Oklahoma City, because if Oklahoma City hadn't won game, what was that game? Game three. If they hadn't won game three, the Thunder would have got swept too. So.
Right, yeah, that's true. I just think it would be more competitive. We saw that in the first half of Game 1. The Spurs were up by 23 points before Kawhi Leonard's injury. He makes a big difference offensively and defensively, obviously. Their best defensive player, he initiates their offense. He scores, he can knock down threes, he just does everything for him. So that was a big issue. And also Tony Parker as well. Don't forget he was injured as well. So, unfortunately,
I don't like the prognosis of his from what I've been reading here that you know, even if he, because number one, he's at the end of his contract, he's got one final year left on his contract, so that's sustaining that injury is kind of doubtful they're going to give him a new one, and then you have this talk about maybe Chris Paul. Now I want to say something about Chris Paul, because they said the thing is, Chris Paul might come at a very, very big price for the Spurs if they want to go that route. But where
Derrick
Rose,
I heard he might take a pay cut.
I've said it before, you know, like I did with LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, and knew he was going to take that. I'll say it here: keep watch on Chris Paul. The Spurs got him on the Spurs' radar is Chris Paul. Now, if they want to go really cheaper, then I heard it's Derrick Rose. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting offseason for the Spurs. And let's and before we move on about the Warriors and then the Eastern Conference Finals, one more thing on the Spurs. What do you think they're going to do with Patty Mills? I think he's a free agent. Also, Jonathan Simmons. Do you think they come back to San Antonio? What are your thoughts on those two free agents?
Well, I'm not sure about Mills. because I heard that Mills may come at a bigger price. I don't think the Spurs want that. Simmons, I'd probably see about keeping him, because I think if you're going to look at someone like a Chris Paul, you need a Jonathan Simmons to kind of
backup. He had a great postseason. Plus Simmons
can play a little better defense than Patty Mills. Patty Mills just he can shoot the ball now. So you know, like Oklahoma City Thunder, you got a spark. If he were Oklahoma City Thunder, absolutely I'd take him. The thing about Mills is playing defense, and he's a defensive liability. But when he hits that three, to quote Bill Schoening, "Good eye, Mike." If you leave him open, and he's on a hot streak, he's hard to stop. So.
Yeah, that I agree with that. I definitely agree.
He's probably the reason why they won the 2014 championship for the Spurs. Part of the reason. So.
Right.
Where Jeff Van Gundy said, "This man can shoot." So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point. That is definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Greg, let's get your quick thoughts on the that juggernaut that is the Warriors. Any shock about them making to the NBA Finals? 12-0, hitting on all cylinders, especially offensively. What were your thoughts on them, during that series?
Which were the Warriors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're just a scoring machine, man. They're just a scoring machine, and that's why. I mean, I kind of hope I'm wrong on it, but I think a good point was brought up on ESPN. If Cleveland think they're going to try and outscore them, forget it. You're not going to outscore them.
That's how I feel. We'll talk about the NBA Finals in a minute, but yeah, I agree with that. Hold on to that point. Let's talk about the Eastern Conference Finals. Any thoughts on the Eastern Conference Finals? Cleveland wins 4-1.
Yeah.
It could have been a sweep, obviously, but Boston did win a game, and Cleveland will give them credit for that. And they fought hard in Cleveland, but in Boston they were an embarrassment. What, Gray? They never had a lead at any point in the 3 games in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing is that, even without Isaiah Thomas? Talk about that series.
I know.
Gray.
Well, you know, they and you're the number one seed. I mean, that's what's bad about it. So
yeah,
the number one seed.
Getting beat down on your home with 33 and 44 points. That is absolutely ridiculous. So, the future looks bright for Boston with the number one pick. They have a lot of talent, but my goodness, they have a long ways to go to complete against Cleveland. So we'll see on that. Well, Gray, let's turn attention to the NBA Finals. Let's get your thoughts on the NBA Finals. Obviously, both teams can really score. Both teams can knock down a three. Both teams have a lot of offensive weapons. I think the difference will be the Warriors' defense. Now, the Cleveland can play some excellent defense when they want to, but over the regular season and most of the postseason, I think the Warriors have been a better defensive team. I think the key for the Warriors is, can they keep Tristan Thompson off the offensive glass, and also can they limit turnovers?
Mm-hmm.
They averaged about 18 or 19 turnovers against your Spurs team without Kawhi Leonard. What are your thoughts on the NBA Finals, and who are you picking? Are you sticking with the Warriors? I believe we both have the Warriors at 7. Are you sticking with that?
I'm sticking with the Warriors. I mean, but hey, if LeBron James can do it, there's more power to him. So
yeah, you have to really give him props. And not that he's, he still has Kyrie and Kevin Love, but still, obviously, Golden State has to be the favorite in this series. They should have won last year if it wasn't for Draymond Green and also Andre Iguodala's injury. And then they add Kevin Durant, who's one of the best players in the NBA, top five, maybe top three. You add Kevin Durant to that team, my goodness. So you would think the Warriors would win. But you never want to count out that man, LeBron James, because we've seen him do some special things. He's an all-time great. He passed Michael Jordan on the postseason leading scoring list last night, so he's definitely an all-time great. I just think the Warriors have a little too much. I'm going to stick with the Warriors at 7 as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for all these, man, this NBA playoff season is boring. Go watch up. That's my boy, and you'll be satisfied.
That's true. That's a good one, Greg. Oh man.
That's my boy.
13-1.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, 13-1. Hopefully, we can make it 14-1. We shall wait and see with our NBA playoff predictions. Don't forget, Greg, your last segment will be June 9th, God's will. So hopefully, we'll hear from you then.
All right, and one more thing here too. I heard another stating obvious question here. Now the Indiana Pacers. Now, has Reggie Miller ever played in the NBA Finals before? Okay, man. All right.
Wow.
I mean, good grief.
Has Reggie Miller ever played the NBA Finals before?
Yeah, has Reggie Miller ever played the NBA Finals?
Yeah,
no,
against the Lakers,
but
lost four games to one. do your research there, man. Well, Greg, on that note, have a great Memorial Weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
All right, folks. That was our favorite segment we channeled with Greg. Don't forget, again, his last segment, guys, will be June 9th. So you definitely want to keep it locked to Mo's Sports Talk for that. My last show will be June 12th until some things changes, and then hopefully I'll be back on the air. So anyway, have a blessed Memorial Weekend. Stay safe out there. God is good. Trust in him, and we'll talk to you next time on Monday. That'll be my next show. Monday, we'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk NBA Finals. We'll talk anything going on in the world of sports. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.